Young people, you have a great opportunity to give yourself to following God right now. Right now is the time to set the pattern of your life and your enjoyment for that life. Don't wait until you get old, Solomon says, and you lose the ability or you lose the desire to follow him, to do something great for him, to experience some of the wonderful things that he has in this life. Enjoy the life that God gives, recognizing him before it's too late.
Welcome to Opening the Bible with Dr. Nick Gatzke, Senior Pastor of Old North Church in Canfield, Ohio. I'm your host, Brian Dolan. And today we're continuing to look at the book of Ecclesiastes in a series called The Meaningful Life. Today, part two of a message from Pastor Nick called To Those Who Are Young. Now, from what I can tell, Pastor, you love this chapter. I think I know why, but let's see if you can figure it out. Why do you think you love it so much?
I love it because the imagery is incredibly vivid and that it points us to the reality of aging and what that actually looks like for us. What was the reason you were going to say?
The aging thing, that you really connect to the description of aging. Is that not it?
Some days I definitely connect to that description of aging, but I also even more so connect to the warning of this passage, which is before your body begins to diminish, make sure that you recognize the Lord in all things. And in all seriousness, Brian, chapter 12 is some of the most beautiful poetry in the Bible. It's a joy to explore together. It's sobering in its nature when you think about people you know who have gone before you, who maybe have gone home to be with the Lord even, and what their final years of life looked like physically. And here, Solomon, who we think is the writer of Ecclesiastes, is describing what those days look like, and he's exhorting us to a very specific end as it relates to acknowledging the Lord.
It's helped me connect with you more, too, to understand what you're going through, Pastor, so thanks for that.
Well, hey, you know, you are just a couple months behind me, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Dolan.
Many months. Months are a long time. We go now to Pastor Nick Gatzke's message, part two of To Those Who Are Young.
God wants your young years to be enjoyable for you. But this doesn't mean that you don't have responsibility. It doesn't mean that you can simply do whatever you want without consequences. There are practical consequences, however, and they're obvious. If you break the law, you go to jail. If you live in an ungodly relationship with a boyfriend or a girlfriend, then you have relational baggage and consequences down the road, and the list goes on and on and on. But beyond that, more than that, more importantly than that, we know that the Lord sees all. He judges our deeds. And young people, he will judge your deeds. They are not simply excused under the category of youthful passions or youthful ignorance. It's a sharp corrective in some ways. But it's a corrective that's not meant to temper your enjoyment. It's not meant to rain on the parade of your youthful years. It's a corrective that's meant to help you direct your enjoyment in the right types of ways. Verse 10 says that youth and the dawn of life are a vanity. It's a vanity because you can't ultimately find your meaning in your age or your station in life. It's like a fleeting vapor, a vanity, something that escapes, because no matter how hard you try to stay young, or no matter how hard you try to look young, you will get older. Nobody stays young forever. And so enjoy the life that God gives, recognizing him before it's too late. When we move into the first part of chapter 12, we see the next command. Consider it with me. He says to remember your Creator
We come back to the idea of remembering. Throughout the Bible, we see that there's command after command not to forget what God has done miraculously for people, how he's delivered them and saved them, and not to forget the commands the Lord has given them. When Old Testament Israel forgot, they fell into sin. When they forgot, they fell into idol worship. When they forgot, they began to look like the cultures around them. But here he says in verse 1, remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the years draw near, of which you will say, I have no pleasure in them. To remember God is not simply to acknowledge God with your head. It's not simply to put God into the category of memories. To remember God is to acknowledge God in all of your ways, in all of your choices, in an ongoing fashion. And notice how he commands them, the young particularly, to remember their Creator. He doesn't just say, remember God. He says, remember your Creator. To recognize that God is the Creator is to say that all of the things that I have here in this life to enjoy, with the sight of my eyes and the passions of my heart, all of these things were actually given from the one who creates. They come from him. And so don't use them against him. And this is where enjoying life and having a long life begin to come together. God gives many good gifts to young people. And when you do things in God's way, you will have a greater, a truer, a deeper fulfillment and enjoyment in them. Two examples of this are seen in Proverbs and in Deuteronomy. Proverbs chapter 3 is another book of wisdom. It says in verses 1 and 2, my son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. When you do things God's way, generally you have a longer life and more peace. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 40. Therefore you shall keep his statutes and his commandments, which I command you today, that it may go well with you and with your children after you, and that you may prolong your days in the land that the Lord your God is giving you for all time. When you do things God's ways, generally it goes well for you. Doesn't mean there won't be dark days, as he mentions. But your life generally is prolonged. And so I want to pause for a second and just acknowledge a common reality between young people, high schoolers, college students, young adults, and their parents. Students, for many years, many of you have felt like your parents were stifling your enjoyment in life. You hear a passage like this and you think to yourself, Mom, I knew that you had it all wrong this whole time. They put rules on you. There's rewards and consequences according to those rules. But here is the reality of the situation. That even though the relationship may have felt adversarial at times, your parents, young people, ultimately want the same thing you want, even when it doesn't feel like it. You want freedom to do what you want to do and to enjoy your life. They want you to have freedom to do what you want to do and enjoy your life. They haven't been working against your freedom for all of these years. They've actually been preparing you for the type of freedom to enjoy your life as you choose. No parent wants their 30-year-old living in the basement, robbed of fun, robbed of joy, robbed of meaningful function. They want you to be free to enjoy your life as God has given it. But here's the thing, you weren't ready yet. You weren't ready when you were younger. You weren't able to make the types of choices that both have your enjoyment in mind while remembering your Creator at the same time. And so they've been helping you to get there. And the rubber meets the road when you go away to college, or when you move out of your house for your first job, or when you go away into the military service. How will you live in this freedom that God gives? Solomon says, remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Remember Him before it's too late. You might feel like you have all the time in the world to sort out this thing with God, to eventually get your life together. But it gets harder the longer you wait. And at one point, it actually becomes impossible. So remember God in your dating relationships. Do things God's way. Treat one another with respect. Save yourself sexually for marriage. And you will have greater joy and pleasure in your relationship with that person and throughout the course of your life than if you went your own way. Remember God, he says to young people, in how you seek pleasure and entertainment in your free time. Remember God in what you direct your efforts to during the days that you have. Jesus speaks of the new life that we have through faith in Christ as in terms of abiding in Him. It's a lot like remembering your Creator. He says, I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever abides in me or remains in me or remembers me, we might say, whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Now listen, these things I've spoken to you that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. See, when you remember your Creator in the midst of your pleasures, your joy actually becomes full. It actually becomes heightened. There's something there that wouldn't otherwise be there. And so Solomon says, enjoy the life that God gives you, recognizing Him before it's too late. And he gives three befores to help us understand the urgency of this, the before it's too late dynamic. Three befores. The first one, verse 1, before the evil days come. If you aren't acknowledging God now, it's even harder when everyone around you are doing things that constitute the evil days. It's almost impossible. It's harder to acknowledge God then. You typically blend into the fabric of the crowd. And so while you're young, with no delay, set the pattern of your life going forward. He says in verse 1, remember your Creator before your body begins to fail. And here, we see one of the most memorable poems in the Bible. As I read it a few moments ago, I know that many of you were thinking to yourself, I don't know what any of this means. Keepers of the house and the grinders and the sound of the bird and the songs of the daughters of song. What do these things mean? Well, this is a poem. It's filled with the imagery of a house, and it points to the failing human body that is so common to all of us. Look at it with me in verse 3. He says, remember your Creator before the day when the keepers of the house tremble. In the ancient world, one protected or kept his home through strength and skill. However, as we age, our strength begins to fail. The keepers are his hands, and as he ages, they begin to tremble. His capacity to protect his home is now diminished. He says in verse 3, before the strong men are bent, He once stood tall and the strong men carried him from place to place wherever he went. But now these strong men, his legs are bent and he becomes bow-legged. Verse 3, before the grinders cease because they are few. The grinders grind throughout life, every day giving nourishment to the body. They are his teeth, his molars. And even today, some who are advanced in age begin to lose their teeth, how much more so in the ancient world before dental care. In verse 3, before those who look through the windows are dimmed, the eyes are the windows to the world, and the light is beginning to fade as eyesight fails. The word picture is striking. Solomon is now pointing to a man who is advancing in years, who's moving from his middle age toward his death. And there are all of these physical markers along the way. He continues in verse 4, the doors on the street are shut. When the doors on the street are open, you can hear the hustle and the bustle of people going about their business. But when the doors are closed, there is only a soft murmur. He's losing his hearing. Verse 4, when the sound of the grinding is low. We've always said that the grinders are his teeth, but now the teeth that he has left are getting even less use. He can't eat the big meals that he used to eat. His appetite is fading. And when one rises up at the sounds of a bird, and all the daughters of songs are brought low, deep and long sleep is the benefit of being young. The older you get, the harder it is to sleep. I have no idea why that is the case. But even the sound of a bird in the morning will wake an old man up, and he will be up for the rest of the day. And the aging voice loses some of its control. It loses some of its pitch. It might become raspy. The daughters of songs can no longer sing. Verse 5, they are afraid of what is high and terrors are in the way. Climbing the stairs to enjoy the cool of the evening poses a risk now for the old man of falling down to his death. And navigating the roadways with all of the ruts and with passing carts and animals all pose the possibility of falling to serious injury. The older you get, the better it is to just stay home because the risks are limited. The almond trees blossoms. Almond trees are beautiful, bright white in their blossom. And when you look at them from a distance, it looks like a shining human head. The man's hair is now bright white. And the grasshopper drags itself along, once fast and agile like a grasshopper, but now with age, he moves slowly from place to place. You can see the facts of life here. Many of you are experiencing them. Others of you are observing them. When you're young, you rarely even think about them, but they're coming. As you get older, your body degrades. I'm in my 40s and I can't physically do the things that I could do when I was in my 20s. In your 80s, you can't do the things you could do when you were in your 40s. That does not mean that you wish to go back and do it all over again. But man, you wish that you would have enjoyed more of what you had when you had it. So enjoy your youth. Young people, you have a great opportunity to give yourself to following God right now. Right now is the time to set the pattern of your life and your enjoyment for that life. Don't wait until you get old, Solomon says, and you lose the ability or you lose the desire to follow him, to do something great for him, to experience some of the wonderful things that he has in this life. Enjoy the life that God gives, recognizing him before it's too late. The last before that he gives is speaking of the finality of death. God gives a lot of chances while we're alive. Many of you are recipients of his grace in this way. I am a recipient of his grace in this way. Chance after chance after chance, and I've needed them, and so have you. But there are no more chances when death arrives. So remember God now before you die. He says in verse 6, before the silver cord is snapped and the golden bowl is broken, or before the pitcher is shattered at the fountain or the wheel broken at the cistern, and dust returns to the earth as it was, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. The silver cord holds the lantern, which gives light to the room. When it snaps, the golden bowl, which holds the oil for that lantern, falls to the ground and breaks, and the wick burns out. The pitcher and the wheel provide life-giving water to those who drink of it. When they are shattered, life ceases. And when that happens, your body returns to dust. As God said from the very beginning in Genesis chapter 3, verse 19, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And so what does that mean for right now? It means enjoy the life that God gives, recognizing him before it's too late. If you're young, recognize him. Set the pattern of your life starting right now. If you're old, recognize him. It's not yet too late. The cord has not snapped. And the Lord will still allow much joy through him and in your faith in his son, Jesus. Some people live well, and some people don't. Do you want to know what the difference is? Some people die well, and some people don't. Do you know what the difference is? They enjoy the life that God gives, recognizing him before it's too late. Phil Penner was a friend of mine in college. He was a kid from Kansas, and a man, oh man, did he love life. He was a prankster, and he always loved a good laugh. He was a fantastic tennis player, and we battled it out on the courts. He fell in love, he got married, he had a daughter. He moved to Indonesia to share the gospel of Jesus with people there who didn't know him. He loved them, and they loved him. And then one day, he was bit by a bug, developed dengue fever, and within 2 days, went to cardiac arrest and died. He was 29 years old. He loved life and recognized God before it was too late, which meant he lived well and he died well. Bob McLean was a member of this church, and he had the nickname among our staff as the most interesting man in the world. He had a long and successful career in a defense contractor, but for fun, he did everything that all of the rest of us wanted to do, but could never figure out how to do it. He raced cars, he went skiing out of helicopters, and if it included skill and produced adrenaline, he probably tried it at some time. He made plenty of mistakes in his life, but in his middle age, he came back to the Lord. He enjoyed the life that God gave him, and he recognized him before it was too late. He died just a short time ago in his late 70s. He lived well. And he died well. You never know when the silver cord is going to break or when the golden bowl will be shattered. But live well. and die well, remembering the Lord in all you do before it's too late.
Thanks, Pastor Nick. You know, a poet once said, all you need is love, love. Love is all you need. And that poet was wrong. What you really need is Jesus in your life. And you need to not just follow him, but emulate him. And that can be a challenge in today's society. And so we've got a wonderful opportunity for you to learn more about what it means to love the way Jesus loves. It's a book by Dr. Philip Ryken called, ironically, Loving the Way Jesus Loves. And that would be yours as a thank you from us to you for your contribution to this ministry right now. Would you consider giving today? We'll send you that thank you. Again, it's a book, Loving the Way Jesus Loves, by Dr. Philip Ryken. Go to openingthebible.org. That's openingthebible.org. And you can give your gift today. Opening the Bible is a teaching ministry of and is sponsored by Old North Church of Canfield, Ohio.